Tonight we're in chapter number 4 of the book of Proverbs. Tonight we are entitling these messages every Sunday night, Powerful Principles from Proverbs, from the Book of Wisdom, from the Book of Solomon. These Proverbs are very, very important to practicality in Christian life and everyday living. A lot of different subjects that are being dealt with. Next Sunday night, I'll be dealing with chapter 5, which has to do with sexual matters within marriage and outside of marriage. And in fact, chapter 5, 6, and 7, we'll be looking at several themes along sexuality and temptation and sexual sins. But tonight in chapter 4, there are three sections. First section is verses 1 through 9. The second section is verses 10 down to verse number 19. And the third section is verses 20 to 27. We are going to look at verses 20 to 27 tonight. And we're going to deal with this thing that we call the heart. This is a universally recognized symbol, the heart. What does it mean? All throughout the Bible, when you find the word heart, is it talking about the physical organ in our bodies? No. There are a few times that it does refer to the physical pump within us. But generally, it's speaking about the innermost being of man. You could say heart slash mind. Many times the mind is mentioned and the heart is mentioned interchangeably. So, what the scripture is going to address tonight, and what I'm going to entitle the message tonight, is incline your heart to the Lord. Now understand where I get that. Look at verse number 20, the last part of verse number 20. It says to incline your ear to my sayings. Now you're going to, as we go through this, you're going to see that the heart is mentioned several times, and things that come from the heart or derive themselves from the heart. But here is an interesting word in verse number 20 that has to do with positioning. Incline yourself to hear God's words. So tonight, I want to ask you the question, right now. Now, of course, you being here on a Sunday night, you being here with an open Bible, generally speaking, you have a concern for the things of God. You want to hear what God has to say. You are concerned about the Scriptures and what it means to you and applies to you and affects you. You are inclined, so to speak, like a plant in a picture window, leaning toward that window as the sunlight is coming in, inclining to or positioning itself and leaning to the sunshine or the Word of God. That's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we never know what's in people's hearts, what someone could be plotting in their heart to do that is not right, what someone is feeling in their heart, their emotions. They are being controlled by their emotions. Thus, they're about to give up a marriage, or maybe they're about to quit something that it's not your will for them to quit, whether it be a job, whether it be whatever. But Father, I pray tonight that we will not be emotionally driven people, but people who will incline our hearts to You and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know it's not in vain. Lord, would You please speak to us and minister to us and help me with my faulting tongue to speak Your truth tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You never know in a moment like this tonight whose lives could be saved from a boatload of heartache if they get their heart turned in the right position. Let's read the scripture, verses 20 down to verse number 27. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance or diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech or forward mouth, and put devious talk or perverse talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve or turn to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. And of course, the key to this scripture tonight is verse number 23. I believe that everything around verse 23, verses 20 down to verse 27, kind of find their, they tie in to verse 27, which I'll point out to you in just a second. Four brief things tonight that I want you to consider, I want you to think about in these next few moments. The first thing that I want you to see, we've already talked about, the position of your heart. Verse number 20, it says, incline your ear, but we see that this is tied into the heart. Whatever you incline your ear to has a direct correlation to your heart. So as he says here, incline your ear, he's talking to his son and he's telling his son, son, incline your ear to your dad's words. And we can take from that, God is saying to us that we are to listen to His words. And a person's not going to do that if their heart is turned away from the Lord. You know as well as I do, you can talk till you're blue in the face to a child or somebody, and it doesn't do any good if their heart is closed towards you. But when their heart or their ear is inclined to listen, that is the major part of the battle there, inclining your ear to hear. So the position of the heart is what we're looking at in this first thing. The second thing I want you to see is I call the software of the heart. Or you could say the code for your heart. You know as well as I do, if you know anything about computers, computers are hardware and they are software. They are made up, they're machines that have a lot of different parts to it. There's a hard drive, there's a CPU, there's random access memory, there's all these different things that all work together. But a computer, you turn it on and it might hum, but if there is not software or there's not input or there is not code that runs it, Or as they used to say, garbage in, garbage out. If you've got bad code, you have a bad program, or you have maybe a virus that can affect and do a lot of damage in that computer. Well, I'm using the term software for your heart because that's what I see in verse number 20, 21, 22, and verse number 23. Now, the software or the code that is spoken of here, I have highlighted and circled here in these verses. In verse number 20, the words, he says, be attentive to my words. That's the code. That's the input. Incline your ear to my sayings. This is referring to the Word of God or the truths of God that Solomon's teaching his son. Verse number 21, he says, let them, talking about the words of God, don't let them escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. Verse 22, for they, talking about the words of God, are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. So you see here, what he is saying is that the words of God, the words of wisdom, the words of truth, that's what you have to feed into your heart. That is truth coming into your heart. Truth changing your heart or changing your desires or changing your direction. The Bible says that if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of what? Our heart. So that means that God will give me what I want. Well, no, you have to first delight yourself, get in tune with Him, and then you'll want the right things, and He will give the right things to you. So you got to get the software right. You've got to get the instruction or the code right. You've got to get those words, those sayings, them, they, them, in verses 20 through 22. Right, here's the third thing. I want you to notice all the body parts that are mentioned in these verses that are connected to your heart. Look at all them body parts. Verse number 20. What's the body part? Ear. The ear gate. We choose. Now, granted, there are noises that we all hear that we don't choose to hear. A lot of racket, a lot of noise. But we choose to hear certain things. Ungodly people choose to hear certain things. It's dependent upon our heart. Our heart leans in the direction or in the place or the position to hear from God or to hear from the world. So the ear is mentioned. Look at verse 21. Implied is the eyes. Let them not escape from your sight, your eyes. Look down at verse number 25. Let your eyes look directly forward. Now, what part of your body, physically speaking, controls the commands to your eyes? Your brain, or we could say our heart. There you have the mind and the heart, synonymous. If our heart's in the right place, our eyes will be in the right place. If our hearts are evil, we will look for evil. We will find evil. We'll search it out. You see, the heart has to do with the eyes, or the eyes have to do with the heart. Then, the other body parts, verse number 21, the heart. Last part of verse 21, keep them within your heart. You could say the heart or the mind. Keep them within your being. Look there at verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, with all vigilance. Look at verse 26. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. What do you have to be able to ponder? You have to have a mind. You have to have a heart to think about, consider, to ponder the path of your feet, to evaluate my path. So, you see these different body parts that he's talking about that are connected. And then there's one more in verse 26 and 27. What body part? Feet. Ponder the path of your feet. Verse 27, don't turn to the right or the left. Don't turn your foot away from evil. What controls where we walk? Who gives commands to tell your foot to go here or to go over here? Your brain or your heart, your being, your innermost being. So, like Jesus said in the Gospels, he said that whatever comes out of your mouth is really coming out of your what? Heart. For whatever a man thinks in his heart, out of it he speaks. Proverbs says, for whatever is in a man's, or for whatever a man thinks about, that's what he is. As a man thinketh, so is he. And that means that his eyes will be in a certain place, his ears will be inclined a certain way, his heart or his brain will be connected to evil or good, his mouth will be exhibiting these things, and his feet will take him in wrong directions. Now here is the key, here's the last thing, the continuous watch we must have over our hearts. This is really the key issue of these verses. This is the verse that many people quote. Songs have been written about verse number 23. Steve Green wrote a song or sang a song years ago, guard your heart. That's what it says there in verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence or vigilance. It means to guard your heart, because out of it flows the streams of life or the issues of life. Actually, what this is talking about here, the literal reading when it says out of your heart are the issues of life, is literally saying out of your heart are the streams of life. Picture that you have a water source. You are living back in the day where you didn't have plumbing and so forth, but you have out in the place where you have settled, you have a water source. Maybe it is a spring that bubbles up and you have a pool there, and then of course it is going to run downward, and it's going to have tributaries. Little creeks will go off of it, little streams will go off of it. The picture here is our hearts are, is the pool of water. Now, you don't contaminate your pool of water. You don't throw trash in your pool of water. You don't let foulness be dumped in your pool of water that you depend upon to drink, that you depend upon for cooking. That's your heart. Keep your heart. Guard that pool of water. And does it not reason that if the pool of water is contaminated as it streams down to the next person's house, is it going to be contaminated? As it branches off into little tributaries, is it going to be contaminated? Yes. That's why the Scriptures talk about with the people of God, very careful attention is given in the book of Leviticus about bodily functions of God's people, about where they urinate, about where they do their business so that make sure that it is not close to the water source. You don't want to contaminate God's people's water source. The health regulations in the book of Leviticus with God's people, very, very concerned about contamination. But yet people today, they don't guard their pool of water. They don't guard their well. And as a result, they are drinking and they are eating of contaminated sources. There's no way that a man or a woman, I'm talking about a husband or a wife, there is no way that if you are thinking about filth and you are watching filth, whether it be programs or reading 50 Shades of Grey, or whether you're watching programs that are just talking and romanticizing and talking about these evil ways that God is against, there is no way you can keep from going in to all types of sin if you have a continuous polluting of your heart. I guarantee you the devil will see to it that on the job, women, you will be tempted. Men, you will be tempted. The devil will see to it that if you're not guarding your heart and keeping your heart with all diligence, you will fall. And then we're surprised when it happens. I guarantee you can trace it back. Your heart was not inclined to the ways of the Lord. Your heart was not inclined to God's Word. Your heart was not being kept, but you allowed your spring or your pool of water to be defiled. And so it affects all the issues of life or all the streams of life. It affects your kids. It affects your work. It affects everything. Keep your heart or incline your heart to the Lord. Let's pray.